You're listening to the best in high school sports on Timeless Classics WAMB.
Welcome back to Northview High School from the Northview baseball field as the Knights get ready to take on the Indian Creek Braves. Corey Clark with you here on WAMB, 99.5 FM in Terre Haute, 106.9 in Brazil, 1130 AM and online at WAMBradio.com. The Northview Knights, it's pretty windy here tonight from the stadium in Brazil. It was perfectly sunny about an hour ago. I stepped outside my house, got ready to come here, and all of a sudden it started being super, super windy. Right now, the wind is going the south, which is going towards dead center at 20 miles so far. That'll last, according to the radar, for about an hour at the beginning. And just to give you an idea of what that means, as Coach Trout said in the interview, pitchers got to keep balls low, and if you're the Northview Knights and you get a ball in the air, it's going to travel. Dylan Zenko in batting practice hits to six straight BP homers thanks to the wind, and then a couple other guys. I think he said a total of seven guys hit BP home runs. Don't know who they were, just know Zenko had six of them. We'll look at the starters and much more here in a quick second, but first let's go ahead and take another break on our pregame show as we get ready for first pitch from Northview High School. It's going to be Gavin Morris on the mound for the Knights. We'll tell you the other starters and more on WAMB.
Hello?
Hey, it's me, you.
Excuse me?
Actually, I'm future you.
Future me?
Yeah, calling to say thanks for regularly putting a little money away with Riddell National Bank.
That started yesterday.
That was 30 years ago.
It was a great rate.
And those savings covered our first down payment, a new roof, and I'm calling from a rental condo in Orlando.
Can you come get me?
I'll leave the light on.
Start saving today with Riddell National Bank. Future you will appreciate it. Learn more at RiddellOnline.com. Member FDIC.
Ooh, and the triplets say hi.
Wait, what?
You know, it feels like nowadays too many automotive repair shops try to rip you off. One promise, though, Tony and the crew at Lorenz Service can make is they will always be 100% honest with you. Lorenz Service is here to help. If something is wrong with your vehicle but you are worried about money, don't worry. Tony Lorenz will help you and won't rip you off. He will make sure what needs fixed gets fixed. Don't be taken advantage of and head over to Lorenz Service, serving Clay County for over 90 years with 100% honesty.
PDF Incorporated is proud to be a part of Brazil and Clay County. PDF is a specialty design and fabrication manufacturing facility that employs over 150 team members. PDF is dedicated to serving the needs of their many customers. If you would like to join their team, you can learn more about their company and apply at their website, pdf-inc.com. PDF Incorporated, located on North Murphy Avenue in Brazil. PDF Incorporated, building for the world.
Did you know the majority of domestic automobiles on the road today have parts made in Brazil, Indiana at Morris Manufacturing? Morris Manufacturing in Brazil is hiring for several positions. All training is done in-house, so no experience is required. This is a full-time job. Starting wages have increased to $13 an hour. To begin your new career at Morris Manufacturing, apply today at morrismfg.com or in person at 1015 East Mechanic Street in Brazil.
This is Timeless Classics WAMB. Stream us on the web at WAMBradio.com.
Welcome back on WAMB. Corey Clark with you. Let's go ahead and look at the starters as Northview and Indian Creek get ready here in a few moments to get ready for opening pitch. We'll go ahead and look at the Indian Creek Braves leading off. In the center field, it'll be Wang. The third baseman, Partica. And the cleanup hole, the first baseman, Boyd. Hitting in the five spot, the second baseman, Bray. In right field, Mann. Scott will mound the starting pitching mound in the seven hole. Johnson will be behind the dish in the eight hole. And Modlin will be the nine hole, the second leadoff in left field. Now we go in and look at the Northview Knights offensively at their defense right now. We'll go through their batting order when they are due up next half inning. Gavin Morris is starting on the mound for the Knights. Ayton is back behind the dish to start this ball game. Your middle infield starting with your third baseman, Coy Edwards. Your first baseman, Dylan Zenko, getting more run at first base. The middle of the infield at shortstop will be Landon Carr. Harper will be at second. And then in the outfield going from left to right. Lear, the freshman, getting the start in left field. Jackson Abbott in center. And right field, Keegan Coach Craig Trout is the head coach of the Knights. The Knights are 6-1. Indian Creek head coach Steve Marizzi as they sit at 2-9. The Braves are in their blue uniforms, white bottoms, while the Knights are in their normal home unis, the black jersey, the red arm sleeve, the gray pants. Gavin Morris, Dylan Zenko, they both combined for a no-hitter on Friday night. One batter away from a perfect game, basically. Zenko, I think he let up a walk in the second inning on Friday night, if I remember correctly. Remember, as of now, Northview is on the road tomorrow at North Putnam. We will have that game. Dave Crooks will be back after a two-game hiatus. That's just as of right now. There is an 80% chance it does rain all day, but, you know, Mother Nature, she dictates everything. So we'll keep you updated on our WAMB Twitter and our Facebook page. Britt will step into the batter's box, the shortstop for the Braves. Morris is set, and here comes the first pitch of the ball game. First pitch, hard dribble down the line. Zenko will dive towards foul territory. Corral and step on the bag. What a play by Morris. That had stand-up double, if not triple, written all over it if it was able to get by him. But instead, that's a 3-3 putout, one pitch, one out. First pitch is 81 degrees with a 20-mile-per-hour wind going to the south. Wang will step in there, the center fielder. We'll take a ball high and inside. Dylan Zenko got dirty one play into the game. Same spot, brings the count to 2. Morris from the windup. It's a fastball down the middle. It's a little dribble in front of Gavin, a one-hopper. He'll corral it. Fire to Zenko. A 1-3 put out. Wind is starting to pick up pretty bad. You can see the nets just around the diamond blowing all the way in. And that'll give us two outs here in the half inning. As Partico will step to the plate, the third baseman. Morris, a breaking ball on the outside. And they're going to call that a strike. It looked like it, kind of a subtle fist movement by the blue. The 0-1. Swing and a miss. Brings the count to 0-2. Morris will step off, corral himself, as Aiden will get the signs once again from the dugout. And here's the 0-2. Breaking ball that skips outside, 1-2. Partick was able to hold off on that one. We're going to go over the top 10 ratings, rankings in the state of Indiana in Class 3A, according to the IHSBCA, when we come back. In the half inning, as a swing and a miss. Gavin's first strikeout of the night. Three up, three down to begin the game. The North Knights look to get on the board first. Edwards, Carr, Morris do up for the Knights in the first on WAMB.
Timberland Lumber Company in Brazil is a complete home center in the Wabash Valley. We have all the supplies to do it yourself, or we can construct your new home or business. Timberland has deck packages, treated construction lumber of all sizes, doors, windows, roofing, siding supplies, and fast, convenient delivery. Spring is here, and we also have all your needs for your new projects. Our rental department is still growing, and Timberland has what you need, so stop in today.
Are you looking for a job or just wanting some extra cash in your pocket? Brazil Pizza King is now hiring.
Awesome.
They're looking to hire dependable, hardworking employees for all positions, from working in the back to servers. Grab your application today from Brazil Pizza King and apply in person to join a locally owned, family-like atmosphere.
You must apply in person.
Brazil Pizza King is hiring. Act fast and remember, you must apply in person.
The voice of the North unites. Timeless Classics, WAMB.
It's 3-3 down to begin the ball game for Gavin Morris and the Knights defensively. It was a Dylan Zenko defensive dive at first base. One pitch, one out. Second time through, a little dribbler back to Gavin on the mound. And then Morris contributed, striking out the three-hole hitter. It'll be Coy Edwards to lead things off for Northview with Landon Carr on deck. And in the hole, it'll be Gavin Morris. So like I told you earlier, in the Indiana High School Baseball Association, the polls came out again today. In the Max Prep polls, they love the Knights. They're ranked all the way, I think, number one still in 3A. But if you look at the Indiana High School Baseball Coaches Association polls, once it loads, and 3A, we'll tell you about that here in just a moment. As on the mound is Scott, a lefty, doesn't throw very hard, throws a ball in the dirt. You have number 9, Franklin County, Evansville Memorial at 8, Silver Creek, Madison High School, Peru, Western High School, Leo, West Vigo at 3, Lebanon at 2, who's in our sectional, and Hanover at 1. In the teams receiving votes, here's the 1-1. It'll be a high fastball, 2-1. Batesville, Brebeuf, Brownstown, Danville, Edgewood, Dwenger, Glenn, Greencastle, who Northview beat 10-0, Lawrenceburg, Mishawaka, Marion, South Bend, St. Joe, Southridge, and Washington High School. So Northview beat Greencastle 10-0, BM10 run rule. And once again, the IHSBCA has not put the 6-1 Northview Knights in their top 10 rankings. Coach Craig Trout must have picked the bone with the wrong person over there. It'll be a 5-pitch walk. Not a lot of command coming from Scott on the mound to begin things. But a leadoff hitter did what he's supposed to do. Coy Edwards will get on first. As Landon Carr, who is batting 600 on the year, he's had a fabulous, fabulous start to his junior campaign. And juniors that come off on a big start, as there's a pass ball, Edwards will advance to second. The juniors that are having good starts are the ones impressing me the most, because remember last year, they didn't have a sophomore year. So they went from their freshman year to their junior year in a blink of an eye. And Landon Carr, he's completely different looking, tall, skinnier, like Trout said on the pregame interview. And he's having a fantastic start as he boasts one to deep left field over the head of Modlin. Edwards will score. It's going to roll to the wall. Get around second. The throw from the cutoff man. He is safe. Landon Carr, as Scott left the ball high in the zone, drills one to deep center field right on cue for a triple. Woo. Carr just has a knack of the bat finding the ball. He had his first triple of the season on Friday in the win over Owen Valley, and he has his second here tonight. Now Gavin Morris up. It'll be a high, high fastball. 1-0. So on the Great Dane scoreboard, the Knights lead 1-0 as Morris takes a, as they call it, daddy hack on a 1-0 breaking ball. Completely whiffs on it. 1-1 the count. Big thanks to Park County REMC, your Touchstone Energy Cooperative. Scott will deal on the 1-1. Breaking ball, Morris. The wind's blowing fast, 20-plus miles per hour to the south. Carr gets a lead at third, the 1-2. Morris fouls it off. He'll live to fight another day. Scott doesn't throw very hard, not the fastest fastball. Kind of wild, has a breaking ball we've seen to Gavin. The lefty will deal the 1-2. A breaking ball that hung way just about around Gavin's chin. That brings the count to 2-2. The 2-2. Morris hits one high in the air, but it stays in the infield. Boy, running from first all the way to the middle of the infield. That wind made it carry Oh, it started at first base, went all the way basically to second, the bag second base. Went it down and couldn't do so. So Morris will advance on first and... Are we giving that a hit? I'm going to give it a hit because, I mean, yeah, like we're saying up here, that's the wind that just took it. So now you have Carr at third, Morris at first, who just got courtesy ran for, and here's Zinko. I believe it's going to be... Who's out there courtesy running? Hunter Johnson. So Hunter Johnson at first, Carr at third, nobody out, Zinko to the plate, back-to-back pickoff moves by Scott, not in time. They're not really looking forward to pitching to Zinko. The pitch, high over the head. Here comes Carr in the wild pitch. The catcher will toss it. He's there in time. Coy Edwards led this game off. He scored a run. Landon Carr in the two-hole. He scored a run. And now Johnson gets the second base. Coach Charlie Jackson, coaching first, giving direction to Johnson over at second. 1-0 the count. Zinko will step back in. His last home run was a three-run blast against Terre Haute South. It's an inside change up, 2-0. Zinko on the 2-0, hits it high in the air and back. The catcher will try and corral it, but it nearly hits some people over here right in front of us. Brings the count to 2-1, nobody out. Scott will deal the 2-1. Zinko fouls it back. 2-2 the count. Johnson will get his lead at second. The 2-2 will be a breaking ball in front of home plate. Brings the count full at 3. I can almost guarantee you they're not going to give Zinko a pitch to hit here, but just from knowing Coach Riz, first base is open. No outs. The pitch. High hit ball. What do I know? It's back. It's four. It's off the wall. In deep left center, Johnson will score. Zinko around first. He'll stand up at second. They threw a meatball on a 3-2 pitch, and I figured they would throw a breaking ball. If they walk them, they walk them, but what do I know? So we got a single, a triple, a walk, and a double this half inning. Hunter Johnson came to score. The Knights have a 3-0 lead on the Great Dane scoreboard. Great Dane Trailers joined their team today by applying for your new career at greatdane.com. Seth rounds up to the plate. He's going to watch a high breaking ball. Want to know the count. Zinko getting a chance to run the bases. The pitch, rounds, fouls it straight back. 1-1. This is exactly what you expect the top of the order to do for the Knights. Just got to get the middle and the bottom part of it to do it. The lefty will deal. It'll be a high fastball at 2-1. Rounds watches another high one. 3-1 the count. Still nobody out in this half inning. The 3-1. Swung on rounds, hits a one hopper to the shortstop, Britt. He'll fire over. It's an air. E6. Rounds will round first. He'll head to second. Zenko gets the third. A beautiful stop defensively by Britt. Just threw a one hopper to Boyd, and he couldn't corral it on the dirt. So rounds will reach on an E6. Zenko will head to third, and rounds will end up at second. Still nobody out. Coach Steve Marizzi, a.k.a. Coach Riz, will walk out from the dugout. He's already got someone warming up in the bullpen. And they're going to talk to Scott. And talk things over. Score is 3-0. So far, run down in the inning. Coy Edwards walked. He ended up scoring on a Landon Carr triple. Carr scored on a Gavin Morris high single that just started at first base. The wind blew it all the way to the bag at second. Dylan Zenko scored Gavin Morris on a double to deep left center field. And now Seth Rounds advanced Zenko to third on an E6, where Rounds now stands at second. And here comes Lear to the plate. So Riz will come off the field. After the talk with Scott, his first pitch will be high. The freshman, Lear, getting his first start, will step into the box. And that's going to be a fastball in the outside corner, called strike. Still nobody out. Runners on first and second. The 1-1. And another strike fastball looked at right down the middle. Brings the count to 1-2. See if the freshman will get a pitch to hit here. One ball, two strikes. Runners on second and third. It'll be a breaking ball in the dirt as the catcher, Johnson, will use his body to block it. Good job by him. Two balls, two strikes, two ducks on the pond. Scott will deal. Lear, breaking ball, takes a big hack and fouls it off. The pitch, Lear bolts one to right center field, and running to catch it is Wang. What a play by him, but it'll be a sack fly as Zenko will tag up from third. He'll come around the score, and Lear put a good lick in on the pitch. Just sit down. That brings one out, runner on second, as Seth did not advance. First out of the inning, Garrison on to the plate. He'll swing at the first pitch and foul it straight back. 4-0 to begin the ball game. The North Unites come out swinging. This has been, I believe, just about a 15-minute inning or half inning. There's only about a two-minute inning for Indian Creek as they went 3-up, 3-down. That'll be a breaking ball on the outside, 1-1. How about Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance agent Chad Schottmeyer in Brazil? Call him at 812-208-3244 for an insurance quote today. Garrison watches a breaking ball called strike on the outside corner, 1-2. The lefty Scott comes set, pitches. Garrison hits one high and far. And it is off the wall in left field. Rounds will score. Garrison stands up at second. A one-out RBI double for Keegan Garrison. Everybody's hitting tonight so far. Now Jace Harper will come to the plate, number 11, the 8 hole. with Jackson Abbott, their former leadoff hitter, now in the second leadoff hole spot in the nine hole. He went 3-for-3 on Friday, but here comes Harper. One out. Scott hits one high. It's a pass ball. Garrison will advance to third. One ball, no strikes. Scott will deal to Harper. Harper takes a hack at it. Fouls it straight back into the netting. Only one out here. Five runs put up here in the bottom of the first inning. Garrison has his lead at third. Harper awaits the pitch. It's a high fastball, 2-1 the count. Everything's been high for Scott. Coming from that southpaw of a lefty arm slot. The 2-1. Harper watches one high and outside, 3-1. See if he's able to even try and finish the inning, because the guy that was in the bullpen for the Braves, he was able to get warm. He's back in the dugout, and that was Jalen Ramey, number 8, a junior. The 3-1. Harper just watches it down the middle. I don't know if he was told to take there. Or three balls, two strikes. Here's the pitch. Harper swings and misses. So everybody hitting doubles, triples, singles. Scott finally gets one. And it looks like on a changeup as Harper will sit down on strikes. And that'll be the second out. And here comes the nine hole. So everybody's hit this inning. Jackson Abbott with a runner on third. He'll swing first pitch. A weak grounder to Bray at second. He'll fire to first, and the inning is over. Let's see. We have to digest this whole chart. Let's see. 1, 2, 3, 4. One. So 5 runs for the Knights, 4 hits, 1 error, 1 left on base. We go to the second inning as the Knights are on top 5-0 on WAMB.
What is the one thing that everyone has in common? You sleep, I sleep, right? Don't you owe it to yourself to sleep on a mattress that is a perfect fit for you while not spending an arm and a leg? Stop going to that other mattress store and pay only a third of the price for a brand new mattress at Box Drop Mattress in Brazil. Don't want to pay for that brand new mattress all at once? Well, Box Drop has payment plans. Stop going to that other mattress
store. You say you wanted a 90?
And make Box Drop in Brazil your go-to mattress store. Call 812-531-9617 or visit them in the Kroger Plaza.
Tired of paying those high cable rates? Give Mike Morin a call at Midwest Satellite in Linton. Mike has Dish 2-year price lock plans starting at $64.99 a month. This includes free installation, free Hopper voice remote, and 3 months free Showtime and Stars. Don't call some random 800 number. Call your local premier dealer, Midwest Satellite and Mike Morin. 812-847-8848.
Are you there, Corey?
Call Mike. He'll treat you right.
Doug Nevins and the entire team at Carbon Heating and Air Conditioning are proud supporters of local high school athletics. Carbon Heating and Air Conditioning is one of the area's leading Ream Pro partners. For more than 20 years, Carbon Heating and Air Conditioning has served customers in Brazil and throughout the entire Wabash Valley.
This is
their reliable services,
nine,
transparent fees, and friendly expert technicians have made them a hometown name you can trust. Carbon Heating and Air Conditioning, where comfort and quality meet.
The best in high school sports on Timeless Classics WAMB.
Welcome back on WAMB. The North Unites, after one inning, are on top 5-0 after a dominant first inning. Batting through the entirety of the batting order as Morris is back on for an 0-2 to Boyd, their cleanup hitter. I'll give him a ball in the dirt, 1-2 the count. One of the better starts to a ball game for the Knights this season, going up 5-0 on 4 hits. Morris, the 1-2, a swing and a miss. It'll be a foul ball, though, so count remains the same. We also want to thank York Automotive for Chevy, Buick, GMC, and now Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram. Located on Highway 40 West in Brazil at York Automotive. We're not number one. You are. And Gavin Morris will draw up the strike on a swing and miss breaking ball. He's got two strikeouts to begin the day. Morris will deal. High fastball, swing and a miss by Bray. Bray about my height, not the tallest. The 0-1. Bray swing and a miss, same spot, fastball, high heat. The 0-2. Same spot, but Bray was able to hold up. 1-2. The pitch will be a breaking ball on the outside. Bray spits on it. Two balls, two strikes. The 2-2 for Morris, and same spot, high fastball. But credit to Bray, he's able to hold up again. After falling for two straight times to begin the at-bat, that brings the count to 3-2. The payoff. Swing and a miss. High fastball. Got him that time. Three strikeouts in a row for Gavin Morris, dating back to last inning. All swing and misses. Morris, two outs. Nobody on. Will deal. Swing and a miss by Mann, the right fielder for Indian Creek. The 0-1. Swing and a miss. Inside fastball. Indian Creek just can't catch up to what Morris is throwing. Chance to strike out the side here. No balls, two strikes. Two outs for Gavin. Ball is swung on, hit high in the air. Abbott will come in on it. He'll catch it in center field. Three up, three down again. The Knights head back to the bottom of the second inning, looking to add more to their run total. They're up 5-0 on the Braves of Indian Creek over on WAMB.
Folding a fitted sheet, programming the thermostat, matching your socks. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with an auto owner's insurance independent agent, getting the right coverage for your home doesn't have to be one of them. So you can get back to more important things, like finding that missing sock. That's simple human sense.
Make sure to visit HMSB Insurance in Brazil, Montezuma, Rockville, or Greencastle, or visit HMSBINS.com.
Springtime may mean the weather is warming up, but the real estate market is still hot.
I mean just hot, 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 hot.
Allow Neighbor Lead Real Estate and Cassie's Inco to walk you through it all. Whether you're looking to buy a new home or sell your current one, Neighbor Lead Real Estate and Cassie's Inco are here to help. Selling homes in Clay County, Putnam County, and all surrounding areas.
Corey.
For more information, visit their website today, neighborleadrealestate.com. Neighbor Lead Real Estate and Cassie Zinko are proud supporters of Northview Knights Athletics.
Be safe, honey. I can't believe our baby is driving for the first time and all by himself.
Yep, he's growing up. He'll be fine.
What will you do if this happens to you? These things do happen. Hi, I'm Mark with Reliable Garage Doors. If you need your garage door repaired or replaced, call Reliable Garage Doors for a free estimate. 812-841-2078. Your local garage door experts with over 36 years of experience.
You're listening to the best in high school sports on Timeless Classics WAMB.
We head back to the top of the order for the North Unites offensively, bottom of the second. And Coy Edwards will swing and hit a shallow pop fly. It's going to bloop and drop between the shortstop, second baseman, and center fielder, and the right fielder. So basically dropped in a perfect square. Perfect base hit for a bloop single for Coy Edwards. That brings up Landon Carr. He had a triple his last time up to deep left center. Scott is still out there for the Braves, their starting pitcher. Scott attempts a pickoff move, nowhere near getting Edwards at first. Scott from the stretch will deal to Carr. Carr swings, hits a high pop fly in the infield. Britt will come in on it. Nobody's there to corral it. And going to second will be Edwards. A bad throw by the center fielder. Advances Edwards the third and Landon Carr to second. And I don't know, was that an error? Did anybody touch it? Hit. You have to give that a hit for Landon Carr. So it was an error. That's how Edwards reached third, was an error. Carr reached second on an error, but it was a single advancing them. A bloop single again. And Coach Riz, to say it nicely, might be chewing their butts out right now in an infield meeting. As Riz looks a little heated right now, talking to his team, trying to get him to step up. Credit to Scott, he's starting to throw strikes now. Ball's hitting the infield, just two bloops and miscommunication by to come up with a play. We do want to thank Riddell National Bank, where you're not just a number, you're our neighbor. So no outs, runners on second and third. Gavin Morris will step up to the plate. He had a bloop single the last time up. Scott will deal. High fastball over the head. Coy Edwards will run in. It bounced back to him, but he's safe. He slid past the tag. Looked like for a second he was going to be able to get him out, but Edwards slides right by the tag. The wild pitch bounced straight off the backstop right towards the catcher Johnson. Makes it 6-0 on the Great Dane scoreboard. Carr takes the lead at third. High breaking ball. Johnson goes up and gets it. 2-0 the count. The pitch. Morris swings on it. Fouls it straight back. 2-1. Two balls, one strike. Morris awaits it, puts a hack on it, fouls it straight back again. The pitch. Morris hits one high in the air. Deep left field back, and it is foul. Hear me whistle, fair and it's gone. That thing just blew left. Gavin put a hack on it. The 2-2. No outs, runner on third. Morris goes down and fouls it off. Count remains the same. Morris chases a breaking ball, drop third strike. Kicks away from Johnson. Morris will reach first with no problem. So Morris did strike out, but it was via drop third. So we have runners on the corners, first and third. Same situation for Dylan Zenko the last time he came up. Zenko had a double to left center field in the first inning. Scott will come set the pitch. It'll be inside, 1-0. See if Morris takes off from first on this pitch. He will not. Zenko watches a high fastball. Coach Trout's going to call time. He's going to come talk to Zenko, the batter. Couldn't tell you what it's about. Now Johnson, the catcher, will go talk to Scott, the pitcher. And now we're set. Two balls, no strikes, nobody out. Runners on first and third for the Knights here in the bottom of the second. Zenko awaits, and it's another bouncer. Skips away from Johnson. Carr will score with ease. 7-0 Northview. That's a wild pitch. Johnson and Scott just having a tough time back there, whether it's a wild pitch, whether it's a pass ball, whether it's the defense making a mistake, Indian Creek just not having their best night. And traveling all the way from Trafalgar, Indiana, no easy way to get there from here. Brings the count to 3-0. See if he has the green light. He will not. Did it hit him or hit the knob? And they're going to say it hit Zenko. So it'll be a hit by pitch. So now runners on first and second. Nobody out. Seth Rounds to the plate. And here comes Indian Creek, one of their assistant coaches. Pitching change. Are they or are they not? No new pitcher has come out from the dugout yet, even though somebody's ready to run out. If it's going to be anybody, it's going to be Jalen Ramey. Jalen Ramey was warming up in the bullpen back in the first inning for the Braves. Currently 7-0 the score. Runners on second and third with nobody out. Or first and second, nobody out. And there we go. Scott is done for the day. New pitcher will be Jalen Ramey for the Indian Creek Braves, a righty. He'll come on the mound to warm up. We'll take a 90-second break as they do so. 6-0, bottom of the second inning on WAMB.
The Northview Knights love Brazil Coffee Grounds, and you will too. Make Brazil Coffee Grounds your go-to stop every morning and get a coffee, iced latte, or frappe with numerous flavors to choose from to give you the energy you need to start your day. And now you can get your evening fix because Brazil Coffee Grounds is open until 7 p.m. Monday through Friday. For a full menu, visit their Facebook page. Oh, and we recommend grabbing a muffin with your drink.
Great Dane has increased their starting wages and has immediate openings at both their Terre Haute and Brazil locations. Become a Great Dane maker and earn $15 to $18 an hour. Great pay, health insurance, matching 401k, and pension. Join the nation's greatest makers and reap the benefits of a rewarding career that supports you and your family. Start your journey by visiting greatdane.com/careers.
Hello, this is Jeremy Montgomery, the Energy Services Specialist at Park County REMC. Are you expanding or making changes to your buildings? Maybe you're tired of poor light quality or high-maintenance lighting in your shops and buildings. Park County REMC, along with Power Moves, have incentives that can help you offset the cost of high-efficiency lighting in existing buildings and new construction. Call 765-569-3282 today or visit pcremc.com or powermoves.com for details.
You're listening to the best in high school sports on Timeless Classics WAMB.
Background WAMB 7-0 for the North Unites in the bottom of the. New pitcher is Jalen Ramey. With runners on first and second, nobody out. Seth Rounds steps into the batter's box. Throws a little harder. It'll be a ball in the dirt on the inside. And this time, just at the knees, it'll be strike called. 1-1 the count. The pitch. Rounds watches it inside. Double steal for Zenko and Morris. They didn't bring out a courtesy runner for Gavin this time. Two and one the count. Ramey deals. High fastball. 3-1. Three balls, one strike. Ramey will deal. Rounds will watch it. It'll be a ball. Little short pass ball that barely went away from Johnson, and Gavin took advantage of it. He read that beautifully. He just kicked it just maybe a 2 or 3 yards away from Johnson. He looked confused. Gavin took advantage and just took off. So Gavin comes all the way around to score. Zenko's on third with nobody out. You have Seth Rounds on first, and here comes Peyton Lear. Had a sack fly to right center his last time up. And this time it'll bounce. Kick away from Johnson. Zenko a delay to take off. Ramey, the pitcher's not even covering home, so he'll just score these. So a four-run inning here in the bottom of the second for the Knights. The pitch, strike on the inside corner, 1-1. Lear hits a hard chopper down the line in left field. It'll be a fair ball. Lear, the freshman, will get all the way to second. Rounds will score. Lear hit a hard ground that just bounced over the third baseman's head, hit the line, and skipped to the left field. And that'll be a stand-up double for him. 10-0, back-to-back five spots for the Knights. Nobody out. Watches a fastball down the middle. The 0-1. Garrison watches a high ball, 1-1. The 1-1. Garrison swings, fouls it back. The 1-2 will be a breaking ball that skips to the backstop. 2-2 the count. Lear ends up on third on the wild pitch. Two and two the count. Garrison reaches over, rolls it to Britt at short. Britt will come up firing, and nice scoop by Boyd at first, able to corral it, get the out. But Lear will come around and score on the Garrison RBI. It was a close play, probably out by just half a step. And that's the first out of the inning. And Northview is definitely going to bat through the order again. As Harper comes up to the plate, he struck out swinging his last time up. He'll swing and miss. Ball in the dirt. The 0-1. Harper swings, fouls it straight back. Ball will roll all the way to the parking lot. Bring the count to 0-2. No balls, two strikes, one out. Ramey. Full deal. Harper hits it high in the air. It's an infield pop-up. Third baseman and Partika will call everybody off. He'll come up with it. Second out of the inning. The wind has calmed down here a little bit at Northview. As I said, it was only probably going to last about an hour from when we came on the air at 5:50 p.m. And now the nine-hole, Jackson Abbott, grounded out to the second baseman his last time up. He's choked up on the bat. He'll watch a high and inside fastball, 1-0 the count. The 1-0. Swing and a miss, 1-1. The 1-1. Jackson ropes one down the left field line. It is fair. He's going to round first. It goes all the way to the corner. Abbott will get the second. He'll hold up there for a stand-up double. Jackson Abbott ropes one down the line. That brings Coy Edwards to the plate with a runner on second, two outs. 11-0 Northview on the Great Dane scoreboard. How about Lorenz Service, a big sponsor for Northview Athletics? They're located on 400 East National Avenue, Brazil. Tony and the crew is someone you can trust not to rip you off. And Coy, he'll bloop one to right center. Same exact spot as last at bat this inning. He'll get an RBI single out of it as Abbott will score uncontested. And Landon Carr, he's 2-for-2 on the day, a triple, a single, two runs scored. And he has two RBIs to his name, so. The pitch, Carr watches one outside, 1-0. One ball and no strikes. Edwards gets the lead at first. Landon Carr dribbles one up the middle. Diving, can't get it as Britt out of the reach of the diving shortstop. And Carr will get another single. He's a hitting machine. 3-for-3 on the day. Two RBIs, and he scored twice. So just like that, when things were going downhill of two outs, Jackson Abbott woke the inning back up with a double down the left field line. A single by Coy Edwards scored Abbott. And Landon Carr with a single up the middle to have runners on first and second, bringing up Gavin Morris to the plate for the second time this inning. He reached on a drop third strike earlier this inning. He's 1-for-2 on the day with a single. Two runs scored as Ramey throws another high and inside fastball, so close to Gavin, he could probably smell the baseball seam. Northview, the 2-0. Outside, 3-0. Runners on first and second. Nobody up in the Indian Creek bullpen. See if Gavin has the green line. I doubt it. It'll be a ball in the dirt. Four ball walk, and Gavin will go to first. Carr will go to second, and Edwards will advance to third. Bases loaded. Two outs, a courtesy runner, and Hunter Johnson will come on the field for Gavin. Bases loaded, two outs. To Zemko, he'll swing on it. It's a little blooper. It's going to fall in front of the center fielder. One run will score. Two runs will score as Carr scores from second. A two-out RBI, two RBI single for Dylan Zenko. So now Zenko has three RBIs on the night. Seth Rounds will come to the plate. Coy Edwards and Landon Carr both scored on that base hit, while Hunter Johnson, courtesy running for Gavin, advances to second. Two outs, the 1-0 to Rounds. It'll be inside, a pass ball that scoots to the backstop. Remember, Indian Creek, they're going through some things. I was talking to the coach prior to the game. Their top two starting pitchers are out right now due to injuries. Their starting catcher's out right now. They're going through a whirlwind here in the month of April. So runners on second and third as they advance. 14-0 Northview. Ball's behind. Rounds will spin on it, count 3-0. The 3-0, Rounds will spit on it, fastball down the middle. Brings the count to 3-1. The 3-1, Rounds swings on it, high fly ball. In onto the shortstop, and he'll corral it for the third out. So how about that? They had that half inning, 9 runs, 7 hits, no errors, and 2 left on base. We'll go to the top of the third. Northview up 2 touchdowns and 2 PATs to 0 on WAMB.
This is Josh Keady at the all-new York Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram of Brazil. It's April, and we are all ready to break into spring. During the Jeep Celebration 90. Event, you can get a 21 Grand Cherokee for $289 per month, 21 Jeep Renegade for $189 per month, 21 Cherokee for $249 per month, and a 21 Ram 1500 for $349 per month. With over 400 vehicles in stock, including over 30 heavy-duty Rams, it's easy to see why in the Wabash Valley, no one beats a York deal.
We're not number one.
You are.
You're number one.
Hello?
Hey, it's me, you.
Excuse me?
Actually, I'm future you.
Future me?
Yeah, calling to say thanks for regularly putting a little money away with Riddell National Bank.
That started yesterday.
That was 30 years ago.
It was a great rate.
And those savings covered our first down payment, a new roof, and I'm calling from a rental condo in Orlando.
Can you come get me?
I'll leave the light on.
Start saving today with Riddell National Bank. Future you will appreciate it. Learn more at RiddellOnline.com. Member FDIC.
Ooh, and the triplets say hi.
Wait, what?
You know, it feels like nowadays too many automotive repair shops try to rip you off. One promise, though, Tony and the crew at Lorenz Service can make is they will always be 100% honest with you. Lorenz Service is here to help. If something is wrong with your vehicle but you are worried about money, don't worry. Tony Lorenz will help you and won't
rip you off. Fire trucks are going by.
He will make sure what needs fixed gets fixed. Don't be taken advantage of.
There comes some more fire trucks.
Service, serving Clay County for over 90 years with 100% honesty.
Going West.
The best in high school sports on Timeless Classics WAMB.
Rated PDF is headquartered in Brazil, and they're proud to be a part of this community. Gavin Morris back on the mound for the Knights as they lead 14-0. As I knock on wood saying this, the Braves have yet to have a base runner in this game. Morris will deal in the inside corner for strike one. And listen to this. So Edwards, Carr, Moore, Zenko, Rounds, and yeah, they've all batted 3 times in the game, while Indian Creek is just now getting to their 7-hole hitter. That's how dominant this game has been for the Northview Knights. The 1-2, Morris will deal to Ramey, the pitcher that came in and replaced Scott. It'll be a 2-2 high fastball. Mm-hmm. Morris, the 2-2 will deal. Swing and a miss. Four of the last five batters, Morris's face, he struck out. He currently has four strikeouts on the night. Morris will deal with one out, swing and a miss on a high fastball. The 0-1. Morris will deal on the outside corner for strike one or two. 0-2 the count. Morris, swing and a miss, high fastball, back-to-back strikeouts. As the 9-hole hitter will come to the plate for the Braves. It's his fifth strikeout on the night. Gavin Morris having himself a good time on the mound. It's easy to pitch with comfort when your offense has given you 14 runs to work with through two innings of play. First pitch will be a ball inside. Swung on, dribbler up the middle. Harper will corral it, fire to first in time. Three up, three down for the Knights defense. Well, no runs, no hits, nobody left on. Northview up 14-0, going to the bottom of the third inning just like that. You're listening to Northview Baseball on WAMB.
PDF Incorporated is proud to be a part of Brazil and Clay County. PDF is a specialty design and fabrication manufacturing facility that employs over 150 team members. PDF is dedicated to serving the needs of their many customers. If you would like to join their team, you can learn more about their company and apply at their website, pdf-inc.com. PDF Incorporated, located on North Murphy Avenue in Brazil. PDF Incorporated, building for the world.
Did you know the majority of domestic automobiles on the road today have parts made in Brazil, Indiana at Morris Manufacturing? Morris Manufacturing in Brazil is hiring for several positions. All training is done in-house, so no experience is required. This is a full-time job. Starting wages have increased to $13 an hour. To begin your new career at Morris Manufacturing, apply today at morrismfg.com or in person at 1015 East Mechanic Street in Brazil.
Timberland Lumber Company in Brazil is a complete home center in the Wabash Valley. We have all the supplies to do it yourself, or we can construct your new home or business. Timberland has deck packages, treated construction lumber of all sizes, doors, windows, roofing, siding supplies, and fast, convenient delivery. Spring is here, and we also have all your needs for your new projects. Our rental department is still growing, and Timberland has what you need, so stop in today.
You're listening to Timeless Classics, WAMB.
Back here on WAMB, Indian Creek has made a defensive substitution at the catcher position. Johnson's day is done as Brandon Murray will come in and be the catcher. Where did that ball go? Hit right above us. And I was reading for you and I just about had a heart attack. Woo! Tuesday night, everybody. All right. Yes, so Brandon Murray's out there catching for the Braves. Up to the plate is Lear, the freshman. He had a double his last time up. That'll be a ball on the inside, 1-1 the count. The 1-1, Lear. Drives one high and not that far as Modlin doesn't have to move. As Modlin, the left fielder, will come up with it. So there we go. Here in the bottom of the third inning. If I can get you an updated Northview softball score, they're taking on Indian Creek at home. I will do that for you. currently do not have one. But I will when I get a chance. Garrison to the plate. Ramey throws two balls in a row on the inside. 2-0 the count. North D looking to stay unbeaten in WIC with this win as they're up 14-0. They are expected to play North Putnam tomorrow, but there's rain in the forecast. That game could always get moved to another day this week. Say Friday, even though they're supposed to go to Mooresville, things could go and change quickly due to the weather and Mother Nature. This is one foul. 2-2 the count. Big thanks to Morris Manufacturing. They are hiring today. So join their team by applying at morrismfg.com. The 2-2. Breaking ball. Garrison sits back on it. Hits it hard down the third baseline and foul. Also, Timberland Lumber Company, Highway 40 West in Brazil. Quality, integrity, Timberland. The 2-2. Garrison just kind of pokes his bat, a swinging bunt. Bray will charge, throw on the run. Garrison is out. Ooh. I'll be honest with you, I think that call goes a little different if the score isn't 14-0. It wasn't as close as many may think, but Garrison will be called out on the 4-3 putout. So two outs. And when you're up to 14-0, I'm not going to lie, it's not the worst thing in the world. Harper back in there. It'll be a breaking ball. He'll swing first pitch. Pop it straight up to Murray and credit Indian Creek. Their first three up, three down inning. Momentum for them. Knights have a 14-0 lead, though. Going to the fourth on WAMB.
Doug Nevins and the entire team at Carbon Heating and Air Conditioning are proud supporters of local high school athletics. Carbon Heating and Air Conditioning is one of the area's leading Ream Pro partners. For more than 20 years, Carbon Heating and Air Conditioning has served customers in Brazil and throughout the entire Wabash Valley. Their reliable services, transparent fees, and friendly expert technicians have made them a hometown name you can trust. Carbon Heating and Air Conditioning, where comfort and quality meet.
Springtime may mean the weather is warming up, but the real estate market is still hot.
I mean just hot, 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 hot.
Allow Neighbor Lead Real Estate and Cassie Zinco to walk you through it all. Whether you're looking to buy a new home or sell your current one, Neighbor Lead Real Estate and Cassie Zinco are here to help. Selling homes in Clay County, Putnam County, and all surrounding areas. For more information, visit their website today, neighborleadrealestate.com. Neighbor Lead Real Estate and Cassie Zinco are proud supporters of Northview Knights Athletics.
Hi, this is Mark, owner of Reliable Garage Doors. Are you tired of looking at the same garage door you had on your house when you bought it? Then it's time to do something about it. Let us at Reliable Garage Doors make your home look new again. I'll come over and give you a free estimate. Just call me at 812-841-2078. Your local garage door expert with over 36 years of experience.
You're listening to Timeless Classics, WAMB.
After a pretty successful day in left field and at the plate, the freshman Lear's day is over. Ristler will come out of the play. He went 1-for-1 on the day, Lear did, with a sac fly and a double with one run scored. He went 1-for-2. He flew out to left field his last time up. Gavin Morris is still on the mound. And back to the top of the order for the Braves. They've gone three up, three down every inning so far. As a swing and a miss by Britt brings the count to 0-2. Morris has five strikeouts on the night. A breaking ball that hangs high, and 1-2. The 1-2. Ayton has to push outside far. You know, we haven't really said Ayton's name tonight. Good thing. He's done a good job back there. Credit to Ayton. He struggled at the beginning of the year. He's worked. hopefully this game can carry some momentum for him as Aiton squeezes that one. We'll say his name there because that leads to Gavin's sixth. Wang will come to the play. He grounded out to Morris his last time up. Morris will pitch. It'll be low, 1-0. The 1-0. High fastball, 2-0. The 2-0 to Wang. Morris looking to fight back. And it'll be a strike on the outside corner, 2-1. Wang will hit one hard down the left field line, but foul. Woo. Nearly broke up Gavin's performance here tonight. I think it's very unlucky to say the word I'm thinking, but. 2-2 the count, one out, nobody on. Morris will deal. Breaking ball outside, 3-2. So a big pitch here for Gavin. Three balls, two strikes, one out. Wang awaits. Morris will deal. High fastball. And he is going to walk Wang in. Now I can say it. His perfect game is over as the first base runner will come onto the base paths for Indian Creek. He tried to put too much gas on that one. No hitter still intact. Double play could happen here. Morris will pick off over at first. Wang will get back in time. Morris will step up. The behind the plate umpire is going to walk out towards Gavin. I have no idea what they're doing. They're talking to Gavin about something. They just drew a line on the field. Or on the pitching mound. No idea what he's trying to tell Gavin. And we can find out in the postgame when we talk to Coach Craig Trout on our Pizza King of Brazil postgame show. Here we go. First pitch to Partica, who struck out swinging his last time up. Morris attempts a pickoff move again. Up 14-0. And here's Gavin Hildeel. Showing bunt, pulls back. It'll be a corner. No balls, one strike. Wang takes off, and he's going to drill a breaking ball to left field for a base hit. Now, so the first hit of the night for the Braves moves Wang in the second, Partica to first, and Coach Riz of Indian Creek wanted Wang to come to third on the base hit, but he wasn't paying attention. So now Gavin in a little bit of a jam here. First and second. One out. And now Aiton's going to call time and talk to Gavin. That was the quickest. Said one or two words and ran back. Now coming to the plate will be Boyd, the cleanup hitter. Gavin will deal. Fastball on the inside corner for strike one. No balls, one strike. Morris will deal. Boyd will foul it off towards the tennis courts. No balls, two strikes, one out. Runners on first and second for Indian Creek. Gavin. Breaking ball. Boyd reaches out, pops it up to first base side. Zenko's there to make the play. Two are put away. And that brings up Bray. Runners will remain where they are at first and second. The five-hole starting second baseman. And Bray will come to the plate. Indian Creek just trying to get some runs on the board. As Gavin is working through a shutout right now. Morris deals high and tight on the inside. 1-0. One ball. No strikes, two outs, two on. Gavis will take a step off. Let's thank Pizza King and Brazil, your official WAMB. Northview postgame show sponsor. Make them your go-to place. Long in your order at 812-420-3650. And a strike on the inside corner, 1-1. Pizza King and Brazil is also hiring for all positions. I do want to put that out there. Gavin will deal the 1-1. Fastball on the outside corner, 1-2. Two strikes, two runners on, two outs. Morris trying to get out of a jam, and Bray will stay alive by fouling this one back. The 1-2. Framed it beautifully, but they're not going to give him a call strike. They're going to say it was outside a little too much. Counts now 2-2. Two's on the scoreboard. Two runners on, two balls, two strikes, two outs. Morris will deal. And it's a ball low and away, 3-2. So runners are going to be going on the pitch. Morris, full count. Here's the payoff. Right down the middle. Caught him looking. Strike three. Indian Creek coach Riz takes his hat off. Can't believe he was caught looking. What a pitch by Gavin. 14-0. Score remains the same. We go to the bottom of the fourth. 14-0 on WAMB.
Springtime may mean the weather is warming up, but the real estate market is still hot.
I mean just hot, 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 hot.
Allow Neighbor Lead Real Estate and Cassie Zinco to walk you through it all. Whether you're looking to buy a new home or sell your current one, Neighbor Lead Real Estate and Cassie Zinco are here to help. Selling homes in Clay County, Putnam County, and all surrounding areas. For more information, visit their website today, neighborleadrealestate.com. Neighbor Lead Real Estate and Cassie Zinco are proud supporters of Northview Knights Athletics.
The Northview Knights love Brazil Coffee Grounds, and you will too. Make Brazil Coffee Grounds your go-to stop every morning and get a coffee, iced latte, or frappe with numerous flavors to choose from to give you the energy you need to start your day. And now you can get your evening fix because Brazil Coffee Grounds is open until 7 p.m. Monday through Friday. For a full menu, visit their Facebook page. Oh, and we recommend grabbing a muffin with your drink.
Tired of paying those high cable rates? Give Mike Morin a call at Midwest Satellite in Linton. Mike has Dish 2-year price lock plans starting at $64.99 a month. This includes free installation, free Hopper voice remote, and 3 months free Showtime and Stars. Don't call some random 800 number. Call your local premier dealer, Midwest Satellite and Mike Morin.
812-847-8848. Call Mike. He'll treat you right.
This is Timeless Classics WAMB. Stream us on the web at WAMBradio.com.
Welcome back here on WAMB. Corey Clark with you. Dennis back in the studios in downtown Brazil. It's 14-0 for the Knights in the bottom of the fourth inning. Up to the plate. Straight back. And what an acrobatic play by Murray. He overran the pop fly behind the plate. Just stuck his left hand, glove hand behind him. Was able to somehow said Merry Christmas. Was able to corral that one. That's four outs in a row for the Braves. And back to the top of the order for Coy Edwards. He's 2-for-2 with 3 runs scored on the night. And make that 3-for-3 with a hard line drive to right field. Just out of the reach of Bray at second. Coy Edwards, ladies and gentlemen, doing what a leadoff hitter should do, getting on base 4 times, setting the tone for the North Unites. And now Landon Carr to the plate. He is 3-for-3, 3 runs scored, a triple, 2 singles, and 2 RBIs. Carr hits one high and deep to left field. It is far. It is foul. Landon Carr hit a bullet that, again, went foul for the Knights. You know, if you would have told me Northie's up 14-0, 20-mile-per-hour wind night, and they haven't had a home run yet, I would have called you a liar. The 0-1, Carr awaits. Breaking ball, spits on it, 1-1. Big thanks to Carbon Heating and Air Conditioning, where comfort and quality meet. The 1-1, high and tight for 2-1 now on the count. Coy Edwards gets the lead at first. Carr came this close to getting a home run over the fence. And next pitch is a ball. Throw down from Murray to Boyd at first. Catcher to first baseman was not in time for Edwards. I'm not going to lie. Murray's done a fabulous job so far since coming in. Kind of surprised he didn't start this one. 3-1, a bullet right to the shortstop. 6-4-3, double play. For the Indian Creek Braves, they've recorded 6 outs in the snap of a finger in the last 2 innings. So credit to them for coming in. They've played a beautiful ball game since the third inning. Regardless to say, if the Braves can't put up more than 4 runs, this one will be over via the 10-run rule this inning. Let's see if the Knights can close it out on WAMB.
What is the one thing that everyone has in common? You sleep, I sleep, right? Don't you owe it to yourself to sleep on a mattress that is a perfect fit for you while not spending an arm and a leg? Stop going to that other mattress store and pay only a third of the price for a brand new mattress at Box Drop Mattress in Brazil. Don't want to pay for that brand new mattress all at once? Well, Box Drop has payment plans. Stop going to that other mattress store and make Box Drop in Brazil your go-to mattress store. Call 812-531-9617 or visit them in the Kroger Plaza.
Hello, this is Jeremy Montgomery, the Energy Services Specialist at Park County RMC. Are you expanding or making changes to your buildings? Maybe you're tired of poor light quality or high maintenance lighting in your shops and buildings. Park County RMC, along with Power Moves, have incentives that can help you offset the cost of high efficiency lighting in existing buildings and new construction. Call 765-569-3282 today, or visit pcremc.com or powermoves.com for details.
Great Dane has increased their starting wages and has immediate openings at both their Terre Haute and Brazil locations. Become a Great Dane maker and earn $15 to $18 an hour. Great pay, health insurance, matching 401k, and pension. Join the nation's greatest makers and reap the benefits of a rewarding career that supports you and your family. Start your journey by visiting greatdane.com/careers.
You're listening to Timeless Classics, WAMB.
Just an easy position change. Gavin Morris's night is done. Zenko will get a couple of pitches here to close this one out. Gavin will move over to first base. His final line on the day, 4 innings pitched, 1 hit, 1 walk, and 6 strikeouts. So the duo of Morris and Zenko back at it again. It'll be the 6-7-8 due up here in the inning for the Braves. Let's reset the field for you. Coy Edwards at third. Landon Carr at short. Harper at second. Morris at first as Zenko will deal. Swing and a miss by Mann. Aiden has done a fabulous job so far tonight behind the dish. In left field, it's Risler. Center field is Abbott and Garrison in right. The lefty deals high, swung on, fouled off. 0-2 the count. The 0-2. Breaking ball outside. Mann won't fight for it or bite on it. 1-2 the count. Or 4-2 the count. 1-2 the count. 1-2. Nobody on, nobody out. Swing and a miss. 1 out. Got him swinging on a breaking ball. Old 50% of Zenko's outs pitching were via the strikeout. He finished with 6 on the night in 4 innings. Ramey will come to the plate. Zenko will deal. Swing and a miss. Ramey just spun all the way around and fell to the dirt. Big thanks to Box Drop Mattress and Brazil, your official. Oh, pay only a third of the price for a brand new mattress located in the Forest Park Plaza. The 0-1 from Zenko. Strike on the end, just right there down the middle, 0-2. Also, Midwest Satellite. If you're tired of paying those high cable rates, give Mike Moore a call at Midwest Satellite in Linton, 812-847-8848. Call Mike. He will treat you right. The 1-2 set for Zenko coming up. 1 out, nobody on. Ramey awaits. Swing and a miss. Back-to-back K's for Dylan Zenko. And the Braves are down to their final out. Also, HMSB Insurance in Brazil, Rockville, Montezuma. Real estate agent Cassie Zenko. Let Cassie and her team help you find your next home. Visit neighborleadrealestate.com. And Dylan Zenko with a strike, 0-1 the count. Zenko will deal. Showing bunt right back to the pitcher. What a way to end it. Zenko sidearms over to Morris at first. A 1-3 put out. Your North Unites in Peruva to 7-1 on the year with a 14-0 victory over the Indian Creek Braves. North U wins. The Knights win. We'll take a quick break. We'll come back for our Brazil Pizza King postgame. WAMB.
This is Josh Keady at the all-new York Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram of Brazil. It's April, and we are all ready to break into spring.
Oh, yeah.
During
we're
the Jeep celebration
break.
Event, played, you can get a 21 Grand Cherokee for $289 per
last
month,
commercial
21
this
Jeep Renegade for $189 per month,
Pizza
21
King.
Cherokee for $249 per month,
Shop
and a 21 Ram 1500 for $349 per month. With over 400 vehicles in stock, including over 30 heavy-duty Rams, it's easy to see why in the Wabash Valley, no one beats a York deal.
We're not number one.
You are.
You're number one.
Hello?
Hey, it's me, you.
Excuse me?
Actually, I'm future you.
Future me?
Yeah, calling to say thanks for regularly putting a little money away with Riddell National Bank.
That started yesterday.
That was 30 years ago.
It was a great rate.
And those savings covered our first down payment, a new roof, and I'm calling from a rental condo in Orlando.
Can you come get me?
I'll leave the light on.
Start saving today with Riddell National Bank. Future you will appreciate it. Learn more at RiddellOnline.com.
Member FDIC.
Ooh, and the triplets say hi.
Wait, what?
Are you looking for a job or just wanting some extra cash in your pocket? Brazil Pizza King is now hiring.
Awesome.
They're looking to hire dependable, hardworking employees for all positions, from working in the back to servers. Grab your application today from Brazil Pizza King and apply in person to join a locally owned, family-like atmosphere.
You must apply in person.
Brazil Pizza King is hiring. Act fast and remember, you must apply in person.
The voice of the North unites. Timeless Classics, WAMB.
Welcome back here on WAMB, where the North unites get a 4-0 win over Indian Creek after five innings via the 10-run rule. We'll hear from Coach Craig Trout on the postgame show here in just a little bit. 14-0 final score. Here's the lines for you. The North unites had 12 hits, no errors. The Braves had one hit, two base runners, and one error. North Unites go to 7-1 on the year. They travel, weather permitting, to North Putnam next on Wednesday, tomorrow, almost the next week. And we'll make sure we give away our Indiana Farm Bureau insurance agent, Chad Schottmeyer, player of the game, after our break as we talk with Coach Craig Trout here in just a second. And Coach brought a special interview with us.
Hold on. I got to get my headset on, okay?
Who'd you bring with us, Coach?
Oh, this is Marin. This is the boss.
The boss?
The boss.
She wants to say hi?
Say hi to everybody.
Hi.
Hi. 14-0, just obviously a dominating performance. You guys came out ready to go from the get-go offensively.
Yeah, that was one of the things that I wanted to see us do. I wanted to see us get out and get hot. I thought that we took advantage of what we needed to. Again, Landon Carr hits the ball around. Zinko does a good job. I thought up and down the lineup we had good at-bats. Really one of those things that Gavin comes out again strong, helps a lot. What I wanted us to do.
Yeah, one player that I'm probably going to give player of the game to just to split it up, but his job, he's new to the leadoff hitting spot. Coy Edwards, he got on base all four times, went 3-for-3, three singles, three runs, just did his job getting on base, and he hit the ball hard.
Yeah, Coy's one of those kids that is an absolute grinder. I mean, he's one of those guys that, to me, if you're building a team, you want to have him on it because he can play any position. He's always yes, coach. He never takes no for an answer as far as working harder and taking extra grounders, doing those type of things. And, you know, he hit down there in that nine spot, got some confidence, got going. We brought him up to the leadoff spot. And as you can see, I mean, he worked a walk the first time up, and then he smacks the ball a couple times.
Yeah.
I think that really we've moved him to third base. He looks really great there. He looks really fluid. He's somebody that could play at the next level, especially at a corner position, being a junior, getting a little bit stronger next year.
Before I let you go, it's only right we give positive attitude to this guy. I always say it's good when unless there's no – base runners in a game like this, it's good not to mention the catcher's name.
Yeah.
We didn't say it at all. I thought he did a fabulous job behind the dish today.
Yeah, and that's a kid right there that we've had a lot of work. He's somebody who'd never really caught before. He came in last year, obviously not having the season really hurt there because you don't get that game experience. And he's kind of learning on the fly. But tonight he blocked really well. He framed the ball really well, which helps pitchers and gives those guys that extra confidence to throw that out pitch when they need to. I mean, we've talked about it for sure. He's one of those guys that he's had to work his way into position. He's working to hold it, but tonight was a real step in the right direction.
And weather permitting, you're on the road tomorrow, North Putnam. What do you know about the Cougars?
The Cougars have played some good baseball. I think that it's one of those things, you make a long road trip, it's easy to get off the bus and be kind of asleep. So I'm hoping that get up there and the weather stays, you know, halfway decent, we can do pretty well.
When's the last time you had a true road game?
I don't mind the 15-minute drives or 30-minute drives. So when I see the ones like Brown County on the list and things like that, I get a little shaky. But that is one of those things that going there, they're a good baseball team. They play really hard. They're always going to give you their best game. So what we've got to do is just continue to take care of business and do like we did tonight, get out hot and keep supporting our pitchers in the field.
All right, Coach, 14-0, big win for you guys. We'll talk to you tomorrow. You stay undefeated in WIC play.
All right, man, appreciate you guys. Thanks for everything.
Yep. Bye, boss.
Say bye.
Bye.
We'll take a quick break here on the Pizza King of Brazil postgame show. Give away the Indiana Farm Bureau insurance agent, Chad Schottmeyer, player of the game, when we come back.
You know, it feels like nowadays too many automotive repair shops
I'll cut you
try
off,
to
bud.
Rip you off. One promise, though, Tony and the crew at Lorenz Service can make is they will always be 100% honest with you. Lorenz Service is here to help. If something is wrong with your vehicle but you are worried about money, don't worry. Tony Lorenz will help you and won't rip you off. He will make sure what needs fixed gets fixed. Don't be taken advantage of and head over to Lorenz Service, serving Clay County for over 90 years with 100% honesty.
PDF Incorporated is proud to be a part of Brazil and Clay County. PDF is a specialty design and fabrication manufacturing facility that employs over 150 team members. PDF is dedicated to serving the needs of their many customers. If you would like to join their team, you can learn more about their company and apply at their website, pdf-inc.com. PDF Incorporated, located on North Murphy Avenue in Brazil. PDF Incorporated, building for the world.
Yes.
Oh, no! Tree fell on her car!
Do we have coverage for that?
I don't know. I got that insurance in like 15 minutes or less.
What? You didn't read the policy?
Oh, tree hit the house, too.
We covered for that?
Doubt it. I got that insurance in 7.5 minutes.
Why?
I'm Chad Schottmeyer with Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance. I'll make sure that you have the right coverage so you and your family are taken care of. Stop knocking on wood and give me, Agent Chad Schottmeyer, a call at 812-208-3244.
You're listening to the best in high school sports on Timeless Classics WAMB.
Welcome back here for the final time on the Pizza King and Brazil postgame show on WAMB. The Knights win 14-0 to close things out. 12 hits, no errors defensively, just did a sound job of taking care of business. Before we get out of here, let's give away our Indiana Farm Bureau insurance agent, Chad Schottmeyer. Player of the game, we're going to switch it up and give it to the leadoff man. He's new to the leadoff role, moved over to third base, done a good job there. He's got this whole thing rolling. He got on base every time. He went 3-for-3 on base opportunities, 4-for-4, scored 3 runs, had 3 singles, hard hit balls, bloops, didn't matter. He found a way on. Your Indiana Farm Bureau insurance agent, Chad Schottmeyer, Brazil. Player of the game is Coy Edwards. Northview is on the road, weather permitting, tomorrow at North Putnam. Dave Crooks will have the call for that one. I may or may not be joining. We'll see. I probably will. It's fun to watch Northview play baseball. I got a family, though. We'll see how it goes. 14-0 final score, 12 hits. Big thanks to Dennis back in downtown Brazil. Thanks to Trout and everybody else for allowing us to do this, and all of our sponsors, including Reliable Garage Doors, your local garage door experts of over 36 years of experience, and Brazil Coffee Grounds, kickstart a drink, and they're now open until 7 p.m. Monday through Friday. We'll talk to you tomorrow night. The Knights go 7-1 on the year. Big night on the mound from Gavin Morris. 4 innings pitch, 1 hit, 1 walk, 6 Ks, and Dylan Zenko will have a chance to pitch tomorrow in a conference game against North Putnam. Final time, Northview wins 14-0. We'll talk to you tomorrow on WAMB.
You've been listening to Northview Baseball on Later, Timeless Corey. Classics WAMB. This game has been brought to you by Hart County RMC, Great Dane Trailers in Brazil, Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance Agent Chad Schottmeyer in Brazil, Riddell National Bank, Lorenz Service at 400 East National Avenue in Brazil, PDF Process Development and Fabrication in Brazil, Morris Manufacturing, join their team, apply at morrismfg.com, Timberland Lumber Company, Highway 40 West in Brazil, Pizza King in Brazil, Dropbox Mattress, Midwest Satellite in Linton, Carbon Heating and Air Conditioning, HMSB Insurance in Brazil, Rockville, Montezuma, and Greencastle, and Neighborly Real Estate Agent Cassie Zinko. We hope you've enjoyed today's game and will patronize the sponsors that made it possible.
1130 AM, 106.9 and 99.5 FM. Timeless Classics, WAMB, Brazil, Terre Haute, a DLC media station.